A week ago, a man rammed his car into a Ten Commandments display outside the Arkansas State Capitol. Similar religious displays on public space in different parts of the nation have long sparked debate. KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez reports that in the decades since a Ten Commandments monument was erected on City of Yuma property, there have been few complaints.
The Ten Commandments monument stands at the edge of Heritage Library Park in Yuma. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, an international nonprofit organization known for distributing Ten Commandments monoliths across the nation, donated the display to the city of Yuma about 40 years ago. Not much objection has been made against the piece over the years, but recently an unidentified local resident filed a complaint with the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. The organization sent a letter in October 2016 to the city of Yuma stating the monument violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and asked for the display to be removed. Organization fellow Andrew Nellis says the monument conveys a religious message.
Obviously, the Ten Commandments aren't going to be something that are going to offend everyone, but you know, everyone has the right to, you know, equal treatment by the government without the government endorsing a particular religion.
The city attorney's office replied by letter in January, saying it didn't agree with the organization's assessment. The letter said the display serves a secular purpose, and the city has received only two complaints in the monument's 40-plus year history. Nellis says that's irrelevant.
I think the question is whether that having this monument on city property sends a improper message that the city is endorsing a particular religious faith, particular religious beliefs, by having a monument to the Ten Commandments.
The city attorney's letter said it has no plans to remove the monument. The city of Yuma declined further comment when contacted by KAWC. For KAWC News, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.